Camp Orange, episode 23. Last week on Fobbies of Orange, Jeff, Ness, and Paula went places and experienced redneckery and said bad words. This week, the crew will experience yet another Skyrunner crash and the wonderful, beautiful beaches of Summers. Whoa! Wait, whoa. Did I hear a crash?
Wow, wasn't expecting that to happen again.
Yeah, I figure you would have improved your driving skills by now, Jeff.
You figured wrong. Besides, I'm nearsighted.
Excuses.
Hey, we, left out the theme song. Should we come back and do that?
Oh. Nah, we're in the show now.
Yeah, I don't think we can jump back to narrator land.
Well, maybe we should just perform it ourselves.
Oh, look, somebody left some instruments sitting in the middle of the street.
Sweet, I got the church bell.
Bodies
are boring. That was pretty off.
I don't know, I did great.
Yeah, my synth was broke.
Your head is brokenness.
Yarg, mateys! What you be doing around me beach?
This is a public beach.
Arg! That's what they be wanting ya to think.
Okay. So, who are you?
I be an old crusty sea captain dog, but you can call me Ned. Ned Flanders. I be the chief captain in the port town of Toto right down the beach there.
Ooh, so you're a sea captain? You sail the seven seas and stuff?
Arr. Actually, there only be three, at least around here. Anyway, it seems to me you kids are be looking to get the Scaraba.
Scaraba? The place with the pyramids?
Yarg, that be the place?
No! We don't want to go there!
What are you talking about? Of course we do!
Well, maybe ye can be helping me out here. Me wife is the sweetest thing, but she spends all of her time in that stupid stoic club, drinking her fancy, expensive vitamin-mineral waters and such, yarr. She barely be coming home anymore, and she stopped making that cake I love so much.
So you want us to kill her?
What? No, I do love her. But she's gotta get away from all that psychophysiological crap at some point. Come back when you snapped her out of it, and I'll be happy to help ye.
Guys, there's really no reason to go to Scaraba. Ever.
The player's guide.
Would you shut up about the player's guide?
Well, we'll just go to the Stoic Club and snap her out of it.
We could just kill her.
I thought that Ness was the violent one.
I'm the baby, gotta love me! Anyway, let's go in the Stoic Club.
Excuse me, do you have any reservations?
We need reservations for the club?
You need to make reservations. Here, take this card. It has a number on it. You call, make reservations, and then we'll see.
Hold on.
Hello? This is the Stoic Club.
Yes, I'd like to make some reservations.
As he's standing right in front of you.
Shh, be quiet! I'm on the phone!
What name should I put this under, sir?
Ness, Jeff, and Flabby, please.
Flabby? My little...
Your reservations are set. We look forward to seeing you soon.
Hey there!
Hello, sir. Do you have reservations?
As a matter of fact, I do. Ness, Jeff, and,
name is Paula.
Yeah. Paula McFivestein.
Weird place.
I like this place.
Let's see, which one do you think is the wife?
That's her right there.
How do you know that?
I know. Everything.
Well, you know, where on earth...
About her.
So yeah, let's, go chat her up.
Well, hi here! Can I help you, kids?
Hi. Are you Ned's wife?
I'm sorry, who?
The old sea captain dog?
Oh, yeah, my husband. Yeah, I'm Maud, his wife. Haven't been home in a while, though. Isn't this place just super?
Yes. Yes, it is. We should live here forever.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. I don't think I got your names.
I'm... I think I forgot my name.
Jeff. His name is Jeff. And I'm Paula. And this is... nobody.
Yeah, well, we're here to get some cake.
Huh. You want some of my cake? How old are you, kids?
Old enough.
Well then, why don't you kids just meet me out by the...
For anything.
Jeff, stop babbling like an idiot.
I have a little stand out by the beach. You just follow me and I'll whip you up, eat some of my famous cake.
Well, alrighty.
And just give me a second to get this together here now.
So what ingredients do you use?
Well, they're good ingredients. Very fresh and organic, all natural, don't you know?
Wow, that sounds delicious.
I am so ready to eat your cake.
Well, you kids are in luck, because I've got a piece finished already here today.
Oh, sweet, I'll take it!
What happened to Ness? What was in that cake? If you don't already know, then why are you listening? Find out next time on Fathers of Orange! That's not the outro at all!
That's a good one.
Wow.
Me and Dan just like cried.
That was short.
You're short.